January 18, 2017, Arizona City.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, roll call. We have all the board members present, with the exception of Kimball Bailey as acting chairman tonight. Harding, and Steve Ross, and Dean Cron. Welcome guests, Mr. Works, and news media. I'd like to welcome you all. We're going to make a change in the agenda tonight. We're going to move item number 10, number 1, old business, up to this point in our agenda so that we can swear Betty Harding in. So, okay. Chief, Betty.
You come up front, please.
Come up front.
Come on over. So, Betty, you can sit in the section, please. Betty was re-elected to her office, so being re-elected, she has to go through her oath again, be able to vote. And as we found out at their last meeting, she has to take the oath before she can vote to be acting. I asked our acting chair to do tonight. After me, please. I state your full name.
I, Betty Harding.
Solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
If you can get past
a whole lot of words.
Oh, there you are.
All righty. The next item on the agenda is item number 5, Fire Chief's Report, Chief Heaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So everybody has a copy of the Fire Chief's Report in front of them. I'm just going to highlight some highlights of the month out of the reports. There was a total of 31 items. Number one, one new member joined the fire district in the month of January and has a new firefighter CEP for us. If he comes from Casa Grande, as a full-time farmer, between 4 and 8 shifts a month for that. And then number 2, again, the repairs continue on 1942 engine, we entered tonight. The trophy up on the shelf to the farthest to the right, the cactus, is the trophy from this year, the public safety last year. So remember Cron, Captain Lopez and myself last night, and accepted the toast to Dean, Captain Lopez, and the team. Twice now, we've won first place both times, so. The bar is definitely set high, so any closer and closer. Is there anything on the 42 you want to say, Dean?
Yeah, we're getting close. We've got probably 2 good days of final paint. So
again, Dean continues to lead that effort with counter paper, but the front story of the car. Trying to partner with the local body shop to help us have that done soon.
Congratulations.
Training number 4, the district training for the month of January is 5, the partnership with Wizard Acacia. Our last 5 weeks of training, so we've gotten 5 people all the way through. So knock on wood, our 5 remaining students cost us about $12,000 this time, backfill. And then the second page, please. Under community service, number 13. During the month, we assisted 31 citizens with smoke detectors, smoke detector challenge type of alarms they have for home safety repair. Again, these were for residents that are put them in at the highest, right above an 8-foot ladder. 14, again, we participated in the conference. Board member Ross and myself are working on the 2-fold. It will be gold. It's going to be
gold. That's right.
Golf tournament that will bring us gold. But Steve has been integral in this. Steve, myself, and Scott Wall get the moose, the fire district, and a golf course. Finally, we think Steve was
open for 4,000.
4,000. So. Steve and I were going through car washes, and at the average of clearing about 200 or 300 car wash, that's a whole lot of car washes we can eliminate.
A little faster.
And a lot faster.
Yeah.
And more enjoyable.
Yeah.
So
I like to do 2 a year, actually.
Help us build a reserve in our. Goes to Steve and Scott Wong on golf. So, go. Our school events and groups, number 20, on the 8th. I attended the AFTA and Arizona Ambulance Association the whole week, and then the rest of the board. Being Betty, the weather was different this year, but a good conference. I didn't see as many round tables.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, serving on the education committee, I'm really happy about that.
I didn't see many rooms either.
But the statutory classes were primarily, Dean had to rent a seat all week long, and I think it's the only one he sat in because those statutory classes. Information, the closing session by Dr. Brian Cran, right into what we're doing. Really enjoy hearing Dr. Cran. Long week, but again, we had the presidential forum. We presented at the commerce meeting for our grant result for our public education and prevention and safety, because we've never done anything public to talk about what to flood off to be prepared. This is just what the grant's going to help us do, not only with the printed materials, but it'll give us a chance to get out. We've done a couple media blitzes on local papers, radio stations, just to put out material like this. You wouldn't think about it, but we've already spent about $25,000 just print material that, you know, we have on the state level. So at the federal grant, it allows us to get this material to go out and do some banners, media. On 24, today, we just finished here and reset the room up. We hosted a Pinellas County Fire Chiefs Association meeting. It had been 6-7 years before the association. And contractors and businesses, those are ongoing as well. I won't. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Great. Thank you, Chief. Comments or questions? Okay, being as there are no comments, we'll go staff reports.
So the one of the questions we had is the run report was a little hard to read, so I blew it up a little bit. So I took the first page to 3, so that should help. For the month of December, we ended up with 113 calls. Those 113 calls, we had 3 fires, 81 rescue and emergency medical calls, alarm calls, and 23 others, 13 calls. We had no injuries for the month. Of the 6 false alarm calls, you'll see on page 2, was malicious, that was done intentionally. Look to the incident type summary report, which will be the 4th page. Those 81 rescue and emergency medical services, 66 accidents, 1 pedestrian ride as a service calls. We have 14 for there, you'll see at the bottom. Our goal is to have that number increase. I think that we did 31 smoke detector calls. That what we end up doing is we go out for a smoke detector that goes off. Fifth page you have is the call summary reports. Again, this calls, which means no lights or siren. Last page is the fractile response time. Again, our average we're trying to do through the district through every month, back-to-back-to-back calls. But we're still doing it just over 6. Our highest response time on those 3rd calls was 10 minutes and 4. We'll see, even with that, the average example last night, we had out on an EMS call, and we had a 3rd call over at Laurel Blackheath. So those are the nights I end up splitting this cell out to make sure we're not missing any calls. We have to deal with the manpower model we have. We just know back-to-back-to-back. It's got to do is we have a call in the middle where we're staged waiting for Pinellas County Sheriff to sign that company to the more prevalent or more pressing EMS call.
Question for you.
Yes.
Back to the 2nd grouping where we talked about it's 1/1 on this rescue and emergency medical service calls. Down at the bottom you have special incident types.
No, what that was is we had a small in there.
Oh, so okay. Is that the first one we've had?
I don't believe so. But the chart was so small before, it was very difficult to see.
Yeah, it caught my eye. That was curious. Okay, good.
And you had asked Bill, too, on the fire total loss.
Yes.
That it wasn't showing, so you'll now see that our total loss.
All that. Awesome. Ready. Any questions from the board? Going to item number 7, any correspondence?
We haven't received any since.
All right. Item number 8, consent agenda. All items under consent agenda will be approved. Further discussion? Do we have any? If I can have a motion for the consent.
I'll make a motion to it.
Ross made the motion. I was saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
I may. If you go to page 45 of the total operational expenses, months, so 8 times 12 is 96. In December, we're 6 months through the budget, so 6 times 8 is 48. You'll see we're at 53. Look above there on the line item 20405 building. We had to pay our first building payment, which is $60,000 in the month of December. Because of that, that's what takes us over. So that's the amount. That's in that 4% cushion we have. When we divide our budget $1.343 million over 12, it's about $112,000 a month is what we budget. We have 2 months when we pay the $59,000, of course. But we'll interpolate that as we're going forward the balance.
It's still owed on the building. Huh? 7 years of 59 or 60? 120,000 a year?
Yeah, yes.
All right. Okay. And we'll move on to the next item then, which is item number 9, call of public. And I have no cards up here. Anybody care to address it? Jim works, so we'll move on to the next item, which is number 10. We've already covered item number 1. We'll go to item number 2.
There's no updates now. We're still waiting, so.
All right. No updates on Chief's country. Discussion of possible action reference AFTA conference. Chief Eaton.
So again, I think it's important, just to cover that we have two board meetings is in the January in Laughlin, the Selgin, so it's going to be at the residence, so those dates will be set here. Statutory, so Dean, I apologize, but you're done, so you just had to do it once. So until 4 years go again, and then like Betty, you have to take it again. Bill, you will be due for your statutory, so you'll have no exceptions from there. So that's same motel, basically the same week. The conference is going to be condensed a little bit for the, but for our board members to be condensed. The complaints we had last year is if you're in statutory classes, by the time you hours down, so the vendors don't have to, they're going to be different than the keynotes we had, which were the same in the past.
Okay, any questions from the board on any of those? On to new business, item one, discussion possible action reference golf tournament for Eli Wright, Chief Eaton.
So Saturday before last, Scott Waddle hosted a golf fundraiser for Eli Wright. Eli Wright is a little guy who's suffering, father happens to be a firefighter paramedic. Scott approached Stephen on...
So I'm guessing,
Scott had brought out a friend of his called Doc. He's a Guinness Book of World Records holder to hit balls in a minute more than 100 yards. How did he do it that morning?
It's too cold.
But it was too cold, and the grass was wet, so the balls just weren't rolling.
No.
I think he hit 43 world record, so he needed to beat it. I was kind of excited to participate in that as well for the fire district. Tough thing for a little guy, and his dad had to...
Embarrassed. Blood cancer.
On your raffles. So it was a good tournament.
Well, by giving back to that and having the moose help to give back to that, that's all the proceeds from the golfing. Well, again, so those folks come over and so he brought up an excellent point. They, for the Boys and Girls Club, you had two or three spaghetti dinners. We had two or three spaghetti dinners. We had a car wash. We had a bake sale. In a golf tournament. And why not put all those together and do one big event? Up with the same money, but a give back and reach back to the Boys and Girls. Thanks to Steve for setting that up, and I guess Steve's help as well.
Hey, any other comments? Just a question in kind of backing up to the AFTCON legislative issues the board needs to be concerned about.
It's a great question, and the big one coming through now, we had two different presentations, both at the opening conference and as a safety pension retirement system, is going through the roof, and Pepper and I, that fund, it's not good. Being unfunded right now, back plan, and first of this year, anybody that comes in, 30-year tiered program. The problem with that is just for every member that you pay into less than 30, we don't get anything back from that. If that person loses all that funding from there, just not a tiered program where we're going to 401A, we have our 450. That makes more financial sense to us because you can be less than 5 years. We have a member 70 years, we have two over 60 years, we have three over 50. Give me your money for 30 years and I'll give it financial position we want to be at. But that's probably the biggest legislation pending to individuals from the pension systems across the state of Arizona.
Okay, that about wraps it up. We'll adjourn the meeting at